MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 12, 2025. Stricter lobster rules have been scuttled, and a judge scuttles a lawsuit over the right to repair law. Cloudy, low to mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11 a.m. and 11:33 p.m. Gloucester Times is reporting that fishing industry regulators have decided to scrap stricter new lobster fishing standards off New England in the wake of months of protest from lobster fishermen that the rules were unnecessary and would bankrupt harvesters. The regulators were planning to institute new rules this summer that increased the minimum legal harvest size for lobsters in some of the most important fishing grounds in the world. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Council, which manages the fishery, said the changes were important to preserve the future of a lobster population that has shown recent signs of decline. Many commercial fishermen, including the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association, adamantly opposed the changes in Addendum 27, which would have required them to throw back previously market-ready lobsters. An arm of the commission voted February 4 to initiate a repeal of the new rule in the face of fervent industry concerns about the potential economic impacts of the changes, according to the commission. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing a federal court tossed out a long-running lawsuit by major automakers challenging the state's voter-approved right to repair law. The ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Denise J. Casper in Boston effectively ends a more than four-year-old legal battle by the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a trade association representing General Motors, Volkswagen, and other manufacturers. The association sued to block the law, which requires vehicle information to be shared with buyers and independent repair shops, from going into effect. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Buck Anderson writes in the Salem News, if planning and work remain on track, Danvers should be drawing some 2.6 megawatts of renewable power from a large solar array on top of its closed landfill by the end of 2027. The town is in the process of filling the center of Landfill 1, the last of three sites at its long-closed Covanta Energy Landfill that will be converted to a massive solar array. The landfill was closed and capped more than 30 years ago. When the project is completed, a late summer date is anticipated. The new solar panels are expected to generate enough electricity to power about 1,000 homes, according to the town's energy resource director. And this reminder from the Open Door Food Pantry in Gloucester. Need help getting groceries? Let food be one fewer thing to worry about with the Open Door's new programs. New clients and those returning after more than 2 years can create an online shopping profile at foodpantry.org or call 978-283-6776. New profiles will be processed within one business day. Active clients can produce orders at foodpantry.org or call same number, 978-283-6776. Translation services are available in many languages. Groceries will be ready for pickup with limited delivery available. Need food today? Visit the Gloucester Food Pantry at 28 Emerson Avenue during business hours for basic groceries. Online ordering or by phone for pickup or delivery within 1 to 3 business days allows you more choice. The Open Door is open Monday through Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Thursday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. In boys high school basketball from last night, Masconomet topped Salem 65-46. This was a matchup of the two Northeast Conference divisional champions. Elsewhere, it was Beverly 70, Winthrop 44. The Panthers now are at 13-6. Peabody beat Saga 60-42. Jerriel Tolentino with 25 Tanner points. Swampscott 68, Danvers 55. Big Blue junior guard Connor Chiarello netted 23 points, including his 1,000th career point. There is a major boys basketball Division III game tonight on the North Shore. Unbeaten St. Mary's plays at 17-1 Newburyport. Also a big game in D1 hockey tonight as St. John's Prep visits St. Mary's. The Eagles are ranked number 2 in Division I and the Spartans are at number 10. Prep coach Christian Hansen is expecting a difficult challenge.
We know it's going to be a really difficult game. We know that, and we've talked about this before, that teams kind of circle our game on the calendar as a really important game for their program. And, you know, I know St. Mary's does that with us. So I know they've been getting ready for this game for a while. And they're a quality hockey program that has some really good hockey players. They have an excellent goalie and Coach Smith's son, Matt Smith. So, I mean, they're going to be tough. They have some big forwards. They got some size. We're playing inland. It's a little bit smaller ice surface. So, I mean, the cards are stacked against us. And, you know, that's when I expect us to rise to the occasion and play our best.
St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. The Endicott men's and women's basketball teams picked up wins against Nichols. The men got 32 points from Gloucester's Marcus Montanino again and 19 points from Peabody's A.J. Fort in their 93-77 win. The women won 88-82, and they improved to 17-5 on the season. Celtics were off last night. They host the Spurs tonight at the Garden, and the Bruins are off this week. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.